T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, good to have you on a Friday. Savage in the house, picking our way through the news in the world of sports. Tyson Etienne got an Exhibit 10 contract with the Hawks. What that means, essentially, is a training camp invitation. It's a non-guaranteed deal that will probably sustain him through summer league in Vegas. And if it works out, could lead perhaps to a two-way deal, which would be fantastic for Tyson to get. That allows teams to keep two such players deemed as two-way players that don't count towards the salary cap or the 15-player limit, but you can play up to 50 games in the NBA before a team has to make a decision on whether to offer you a standard guaranteed NBA contract. He's a long ways from that. But he's got his foot in the door, Paul, and right. That's the important thing.
Well, you're looking for the chance, and you know, you make it 50 50 days, you get 50 grand, something like that. It's this is a good thing. This is what you're shooting for. This is what you're playing for. It's by the way, it's 60 days. You stick 60 days, you get $50,000 in your pocket, and then right. You get the chance to play on, and that's what you're shooting for. And if you're a guy like this young man, this is all you're asking for. I want a shot. I want a chance to play. Let me have this shot. And you go and you take it. Then that's good for him. I'm glad to see this happening. If you get in with the right team, and of course, who wants you to come to their camp, who wants you to come to their summer league is so important based upon what their needs are and how many really great players sometimes have their way lost because, you know, maybe that need of their particular set of skills isn't that which the team needs. They've got plenty of whatever sure. It is you have to offer. Man, it's a crapshoot on who takes you, what their needs are. But if you can get that matched up just right and you can show that you can do it, that's all you're asking for. And I'm sure at this point, you know, you're shooting for that 60 days. You know, it's going to be incremental, Bruce. Incremental. Let's get through 60 days. Let's get through that first period. And if I can last that long, then I'll look at the next period and I'll see if I can last that long. And then you end up on a roster. And it's a long and winding road, as the Beatles would say.
Yeah, and it's tough chasing this dream. It's hard, really hard, for all the reasons that we've even talked about this morning. The opportunities to play your way onto a team are very few and far in between. So just getting an Exhibit 10 deal and getting a chance to work in the summer with a chance perhaps to get to training camp, those are all things those are important things. The more exposure that you can get, obviously, the better chance that you have, to make an impression.
Right.
I'm sure that at this point, that's all that Tyson Etienne is trying to do,
right.
Make an impression.
Isn't it fascinating? The thought just struck me as I'm sitting here right now. Isn't it fascinating, the difference between football, being a rookie in football, and being a rookie in basketball? It's like day and night. It's like right and left. It's amazing because, you know, it's you know, the NBA is such a closed fraternity in a lot of ways. And in the NFL, it's almost the opposite because, for instance, you got a 7-round draft. You know, every NFL team expects every single draft pick to make their team and contribute. And that's a whole different outlook in the way, you know, you draft, how you get your players, how you procure your players, how you sign your players, how you scout your players. Everything is totally different between the NBA and the NFL. It's a fascinating look at how one develops, how one puts teams together, the contrast between the NFL and the NBA. It's fascinating.
Well, I mean, a lot of it has to do with just size of roster. I mean, let's
face
it.
Well, that's a good point. Yes. Yeah, you're exactly right. No, that is probably it in essence right there. You're right. Yep, you're right.
Yeah. I mean, you've got obviously a much bigger roster to fill and
right.
to develop, and then in the NBA there are guaranteed contracts.
Yes.
For first rounders, there are unless you're Deshaun Watson, which is something that we've debated on this show many times about the wisdom of this. But anyway. You don't have a lot of guaranteed contracts.
Mm-hmm.
You have partially guaranteed contracts in the National Football League. So yeah, I mean, so the way that business is done, even though both have caps, is different, totally different. It just is.
It is.
And but it's tough, man. It's tough either way. Yeah, you might hope that all seven guys that you pick, or eight or nine or ten, and depending on how many that you've picked, can make a difference in the NFL. Doesn't usually work that way.
No.
I mean, usually no. Contributions are made. You know, you get three or four guys that make some pretty good contributions. You know, and then other guys take a little longer. But, God, you got to strike while the iron is hot in the NFL, man. When you get a chance in the NFL, you better make it happen quickly, because that ship will sail without you, no problem.
That's
they'll,
right.
They'll pull right out of port and they're gone, man. And all you see is wake.
Yeah,
it's hard.
There's a million just like you out there ready to be taken.
Yep. Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. All right, so you've got that going for you. Ochai Agbaje to Cleveland, Christian Brown to Denver, Tyson Etienne, an Exhibit 10 deal with the Hawks. We wish them all the best. It's cool. It's really fun. And I never get tired of this, ball of guys who have busted their tails to chase a dream, and then they have a chance to realize it. I mean, good for every one of these guys that get this chance. Some chances are better than others, but just a chance.
Chase your
just
dream.
A chance to go and do it. I mean, it's cool, and it'll never get old. I just love the idea of Ochai Agbaje is a really good example. And we're talking about a guy that wasn't highly regarded. He made himself into a lottery pick. Well, he had some help, obviously. You know, he was in a program that gave him great training and brought him along, and great coaching and mentoring and all of the things that you really need to develop. But that's a great story. Four-year player in a big-time program helps them to win a national championship, and then a few months later becomes a first-round draft pick, a lottery draft pick. I mean, it's fantastic stuff.
Well,
to be overly silly about it, but it's cool to see dreams still that come true.
And with him in particular, you know, it's the grind out kid. This is the workmanlike guy. This isn't the guy that's all flash and dunk and speed and take it to the hole. This is a kid that will grind it out with you. It's refreshing to see. It's refreshing to see that high, particularly in the lottery part of the draft, even. That those kind of kids are still rewarded. those kids that will buckle down, play D, grind it out, you know, get in your face, do the tough work, do the unglamorous things of basketball. There are parts of basketball that need to be done other than going in for the dunk and skywalking and all that kind of stuff. There are things, and this is a classic case of a guy who just, you know, says, I'm going to beat you. I'm going to grind you down. And he's a defensive guy. He's going to, I predict that he will.
Both of them are.
Yeah.
Both Obagi and Brown are really good defensive players.
That's right. But that's
really good.
That's how they got where they are in this first round. Partly because, well, mostly, particularly for Obagi.
Partly.
Okay.
They're both good shooters.
They are. Well, they are. Of course they are. Yeah. But, you know, you just got to take your hat. And man, I'm rooting for both those kids. I'm rooting for them both.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. All right, we'll take a break when we come back. Let's get to football. There's recruiting news that I'm sure Paul is looking forward to getting to. Dylan Edwards makes the commitment to Kansas State following his dad Leon there. Huge, huge get for Kansas State when you consider that he was down to what? K-State, Oklahoma, and Nebraska.
Those three,
as
supposedly.
The final three.
Yep.
And then the Mannings offer up one of their own to Texas. Arch Manning decides to go to Texas. Paul thinks it's one of the biggest deals that we have seen in recruiting recently. I'll give him plenty of a chance to explain himself in that regard. But that's coming up next. Let's get into some college football recruiting at Savage Hurdle. Jad Chambers at 869-1240 on the KFH hotline, fueled by Twin Peaks. We're back in a minute.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.